profiting by her mistake. He doesn't know they're copying her mistake. Everybody in town is playing Jane's way now, the easy way. This episode takes place in Mr. Jackson's private office before class begins. Jane enters. Listen.
Hello, Mr. Jackson.
Well, Mrs. Z, come in, come in. You're quite early, aren't you?
Yes, Mrs. Smith called me. I'm starting to hear at 1 o'clock.
It's
yes, he said it was very urgent. What is it? What's the matter?
Well, I don't know. I can't admit. Oh, I suppose it's something to do with public. No doubt it'll be along very soon. Kind of suspicious, Mrs. Smith. One of those, how do Americans call them, come and get it, Jeff?
Yes,
yes. Yes, quite, quite. Well, my dear, I'm very happy to report that they're doing splendidly. How would you like to know that already you've been receiving fan mail?
Fan mail, me?
Yes, yes, quite a few letters came this morning from 30 yards, I should say. All asking your advice on bridge. Amusing, isn't it?
Where are they? I'd like to see them.
I believe I have them here somewhere. Oh, yes, here they are. Of course, I asked them all myself and find your name. Here they are.
Find my name? Why, Mr. Jackson, that's surgery, isn't it?
Yes, of course, I was quite a... what did you say? Surgery?
Yes, if you sign my name. Who opened all these letters?
Why, I did, of course.
Why, Mr. Jackson, that's blackmail, isn't it?
Blackmail? Mrs. A, those letters are all addressed to Mrs. Everett Clare.
Well, that's me.
Mrs. Everett Clare does not exist. She's merely a creation of my own mind.
Well, why in creation do you have to open my mail?
The letters were addressed to Mrs. Everett Clare. She is a figment of my imagination, a puppet to perform when I pull the string. That's all you are, Mrs. A, the puppet.
Well, that's a fine way to talk about me after all the work I do.
But I don't mean to offend you. I'm merely pointing out our respective position.
Well, you don't have to get personal, Mr. Jackson.
I'm not getting personal. My temper, Mrs. A. Personalities do not enter into our work. I have no personal feelings whatsoever for Mrs. A. But for Mrs. Everett Clare, I have the deepest love.
Oh, that's just puppet love.
Puppet
and
love.
I still don't see why everybody has to be my name.
Oh, why? Hello, Mr. Jackson. Here, old boy.
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Well, I got here early, like you said.
Good girl. Did Harrison get here yet?
Who?
Harrison, on the news.
Oh.
He's going to do a big story on this new bridge angle of yours, Mr. Jackson.
Where is he?
Should be here now. He's going to do a big Sunday feature on this new method of playing bridge, and I...
My dear fellow, it's not a new method of playing bridge. It's a new method of teaching bridge.
Yeah, oh, yes.
I've told you that time and again, that a teaching is quite important.
Okay, okay. Now, the point is, that is, the point we want to play up is the mystery angle. We don't want to let anybody know who Mrs. Abbott Player is.
It's quite right, quite right. After all, she's only a puppet created by my own...
Yes, we know, Mr. Jackson.
Now, the thing for you to be careful of, Mr. Davis, is not to give away your identity.
That's right.
You're simply known as Mrs. Abbott Player. Nothing more. You have no other name.
Ah, see, seeing you and Mr. Jackson, this is getting my goat.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, I've merely been trying to point out to her that Mrs. Abbott Player is a composite picture of all the women who play bridge. Before taking my lesson, out of confusion, I perfect the efficient bridge player. That's the idea. Back at it.
Yeah, sure, sure. That's it. Now, Mrs. Abbott Player is the only name you give this guy. The papers are getting pretty hot for this story. They want to know more about this Mrs. Abbott Player, who she is, where she lives, and all that.
Oh, I couldn't tell him that. My husband wouldn't stand for it. He said he doesn't care if I work here and doesn't use my right.
Oh, here he is. Hello, Chuck.
Hi, boy.
Mr. Harrison, this is Miss Day. Mrs. Average Player, this is Mr. Harris.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
And this is Mr. Jackson, the bridge player.
How are you?
I'm quite happy to meet the gentleman at the bridge. My services
sure,
are
sure, so sure, sure. I didn't get the name of the lady.
Mrs. Average Player. She's the woman of the case.
Yes, I heard that name, but I mean the real name.
Oh, now, Chuck, I told you the setup.
Come on, will you? Give me a beat on this. She's got news around now. She's revolutionizing the game of bridge.
My dear fellow, I assure you, Mrs. Everett Player is merely a figment of my imagination.
A creation of my mind. I know.
Well, that's the real thing. Now, play ball with me, will you? Just print the story as we give it to him, and I tell you what. Give me this publicity break, and I promise you an exclusive on the name and everything when we get ready to break it.
Well, okay, that's the best. Well, let's get to work. Now, what's it over? How does Mrs. Abbott play a thing operate?
Well, I'll let Mr. Jackson tell you all that.
Yes, you see,
where's your photographer? I thought we were going to get some pictures.
Oh, my old photographer. Oh. I take all my racket I developed to make a little extra dough. Got my own camera right here.
Oh, what a cute little camera. What kind is that?
Leica.
Oh, yes, very much. What kind is that?
Leica.
Yes, I do very much. What
the That's the name of the camera.
Oh, the name.
Now, let's get down to business. Come on, how about some pictures around a brick table?
Okay, by me.
A brick table, good table. Quite right, David. Mr. Tuesday puts up the big one into the craft room.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. I'll be right with you. You go ahead and give us the Harrison the story, Mr. Jackson.
Yes, story. Quite right. Let me see. How can I say this? Oh, yes. Before the occurred to me some time ago, Mr. Harrison, that the person sitting around watching a game of three always feel they would have played the hand better than the person playing it. So, I've invented a player who plays the hand incorrectly for my pupils, and they correct our mistakes and learn what not to do.
How do you mean, plays the hand incorrectly?
Do you coach him in it? Oh, no, not in the slightest. Do I, Mrs. Evans Clare?
What?
Do I coach you?
Oh, no, he doesn't have to coach me. I want to do it. Besides, I'll get paid.
You mean you play these hands out the way you naturally play them? Is that the idea?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And as she bids and plays each hand, my staff makes notes. And after she's finished, they ask a question. Her answers have really been quite fantastic.
Can you give us a sample?
A sample, yes. Let me see. Well, I remember one of the women asking her why she didn't finesse a certain card, and she said it made her nervous.
Yes, made her nervous. She's kidding, of course.
Oh, no, I'm not. I never finesse.
Certainly a new angle. What else?
Let me see. Oh, yes. She says that when in doubt, she always leaves the first card on her right.
The first card on her right?
Yes, it's the easiest to read.
Uh-huh.
Here we are. Where should I put it?
Anywhere. Say, this is turning out to be some story if all that I've been hearing is true.
Oh, it's true. Every word of it, whatever they told you.
She never finesses and always reads the first card on her right.
That's it, Scott. It's on the level.
It's okay by me.
All right, well, we've got to hurry with these pictures. The classroom is crowded already, Mr. Jack.
Oh, yes, yes, it's quite right. Sir, shall we get off with the stuff?
Oh, wait a minute. I can't have my picture in the paper.
Oh, your picture isn't going to be in the paper. These are going to be close-ups of your hands. Fingers pointing to a card. Get over there, please, Mr. Jackson. Oh, speak to Mr. Jackson, please, will you, sir?
I guess it. Now, let me see. Now, how about Mrs. Abbott's player sitting right there? Right there, please.
Oh, but I don't want my picture in the paper. My husband saw it.
Oh, you're married, then?
Oh, yes, I'm married.
Now, just a minute. No information about Mrs. Abbott's player.
That's quite right. After all, she's only a figment of my imagination. And
Mr. Jackson, if you say that once more, I'll scream.
Well, you are.
Well, there, I told you I would.
Okay, now, people, come on. Sit here, Mrs. Abbott's player, and I'll take these cards. Is that what you want, sir?
Yeah. I want to get her finger pointing to the first card on the right, and I want to get the professor there looking at Dan.
Yes, of course. Looking what?
Horrified shot. Yes, just like that. You please, Professor?
Quite right.
That's it. We'll call this, I lead the first card on the right. Just point to that end card, will you, Mrs. Brown?
My name is not Mrs. Brown.
You can't blame the guy's play.
Oh, now, cut it out, Chuck. Forget the name, will you?
Okay. Just point that card. Come on, Professor. Look horrified.
Give it more, Mr. Jackson. Come on, do it sensitively.
Sensitively, my dear fellow, I'll give this all in all. One of my own countrymen. There you are. Distended literal. How's that, old boy?
Said horrified, not horrible.
Take that, Jack. That looks good.
Hold it. Got it. One more now.
Oh, I wish I'd have known I was going to have my picture taken. I'd have gone to the beauty shop.
They won't see you, only your finger pointing to the card.
Well, I'd have got my manager.
Okay, now, let's have one called I Never Finesse. Now, lay a card down on the table.
Oh, wait, I'll lay out a dummy here so it looks like she's taking it for nothing.
That's the idea. Now, you sit right there, Professor. Hold your hands up if you want to stop her.
Like this, old boy. Quite right, old boy.
Oh, okay. Now, you point to that card, Mrs. Abbott's player.
Get tired of calling her that.
Okay, that looks good. Hold it.
Got it.
Good. That ought to be a good one. Anything else?
Well, the paper won't have time. We've got to put the cloth, you know. Mr. Smith, if you'll oblige, please, to that table, you'll need that.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Hey, you want to come in and watch the class operate, Chuck? Come on, I'll tell you soon.
Yeah, I'll be in pretty soon.
Yes, come along, old boy. Glad to have you. I must tell you. Are you coming, Mrs. Everett's
class? Yes, sir. I just want to powder my nose.
Well, it's been awfully nice knowing you, Mrs.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry I met you. Oh, I forgot my fan letters. I'm getting fan letters already. Look.
Yes. Hey, you're quite a celebrity.
Oh, I am not. You think so?
I can say.
Oh, I am not. You think so?
I wonder if you...
Oh, what is it?
Well, could you give me your autograph?
My autograph? Oh, well, this is exciting. Oh, you don't want my... Well, have you got a piece of paper?
Yes, here you are. Here's a present, too.
Oh, this is sure something to tell my husband when I get home. You won't believe it between the fan mail and now an autograph. There you are.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, I guess I better hurry. They're waiting for me. You going to watch me?
Yeah. I'll be in just a minute.
All right. See you later, then.
Hello, City Desk. Hello. This is Harrison on that bridge yard. Got an exclusive for you. Say, you know that Mrs. Average player? Well, I found out who she is. Sure, got her autograph right here. Jane A. A. B. C. Married, and if you have somebody there, look up her husband.
That autograph was too much for Jane, and she gave it all away. We learn how Mr. Race reacts to this